Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. Thank you. A lot of things to be thankful for. All right, let's review that last game just briefly, real quick. We just struggled to get anything going at all, basically. And there were some spots in there that we played okay. And so we're putting our hard work and preparation in to get better and better. Started off the ball game with a third and long, and a ball popped up and got it picked. And then the second series, a third and long, after we had moved the ball a little bit, got ourselves in trouble with some penalties. It was a third and extra long, and just a poor play, and we turned the ball over there, and we just have to do better that way. I've got to do better. Third and longs with a rookie quarterback, you're always susceptible to those type of things. So I've got to do a bit, put them in a little bit better position there. Let's move on to this ball game. This defense, let's not let the record or the statistics trick us at all. It's a fine defense. They're playing better and better every week. That second level, the linebacker level I'm talking about, very fast, physical. They certainly have several pass rushers that are very good, and they're doing better and better every week in the back end as well. We've got a great opportunity and a great challenge. Let's open up to questions.
Does defense in Carolina look a lot like it did here in Philadelphia?
Well, there are some things that are very, very similar. There are some things that are not. So it's a combination of some things there. I don't want to get quite into specifics, but it's a mix. I'm sure the terminology and things are very similar. Yeah.
What do you take away from Foles' first start?
Oh, he learned an awful lot. And I will say I'm excited about this ball game coming up because not always, but normally, that second start for a rookie quarterback is usually a little bit better. So I'm excited about that. Now, we've got to help them. I've got to help them. The line's got to help them. The receivers have to help them. We dropped a host of balls. So we've got to cumulatively get it to the next level so Nick can have some success.
Even though he's a rookie, has Luke Kuechly developed into an impact player for them?
Yes. Fine player. You knew he was going to be a heck of a player coming out. It looks like he made the transition. It appears that way, just seamlessly. You know, and some players can do that just seamlessly. And it looks like he's been playing for quite some time in this league. So he's a fine, fine player. And certainly all of us knew that he'd be a heck of a player coming out.
Getting back to what you're saying about Nick, how tough is it for a guy in his first start to overcome when, like you said, there's penalties, the O-line is up and down, and there's balls being dropped? It's tough for a veteran guy to overcome all that. How tough for a guy in his first start?
Well, that's right. I discussed that just a little bit. And, we've been nicked up pretty good. We've been nicked up pretty good, but nobody wants to hear about that. The situation is that we've got some fine football players. The situation is that we haven't played very many plays together yet. So I would expect us to get better and better every week, and it's just that simple. And look, we've got to take on sort of the personality of this city. Now we've got to be bold and aggressive in everything we do in this situation. I'm sure there's some people out there that have been knocked down. Shoot, we dust ourselves off, get up, dust ourselves off, and let's get to the next thing. And the next thing is this practice coming up, and then following a host of practices, it's Monday Night Football. So that has to be our mentality.
If you look at rookies in the lineup, how aggressive can you be?
It's a mentality. Everything we do, aggressive, bold. We don't turn anything down. We go after it. That's got to be the mentality. So I'm not talking about structure and all, and philosophy and all. I'm talking about the mentality. Yeah.
If you look at Macklin and Jackson, why didn't they have the type of impact that they
had? That was terrible last game. I don't mean to cut you off. That's my responsibility to get them the ball, and That's my responsibility. And now they've got to do their part and all that, but that's my responsibility.
Are they getting open? And
look, I'm not going to go into details and all of these things. There, we certainly had some opportunities, okay, but more. These are a couple of good playmakers that we have. I need to get and it's not. Let's make sure I'm crystal clear. It's not like we didn't try to get. Okay, so we've got to do a better job of getting the ball in their hands.
Brent, pressing a little bit, Selig.
That's a good question. I suspect that a lot of our people are pressing. Okay, and that's the opposite thing that we need to do in this situation. Many of us have been in these type of situations before and made a pretty good run, in the past. So we've simply got to have that mentality, bold and aggressive. The unaggressive and timid don't get very far. We've got to have that mentality and then do our jobs.
Is there something you do as a coach when you sense that, or is this on the player and it's just stop?
Well, we discuss it, much like we're discussing it right here. And it's that simple. Let's go do our job. And we do it together. It's just that simple.
Marty Macklin's numbers are down. A lot of people thought this would be a kind of breakout year, and they're lower than last year when he was obviously going through all the different things with the health scare. So what are you seeing with Jeremy?
Well, we're not quite as good offensively as we have been for the past decade or more.
Are projected to be higher.
Well, some of it's a little cyclical. Some of it is several games now. We had some opportunities and didn't get it done. That's my responsibility. So certainly, and it goes back to your question, want to get Jeremy Macklin the ball. He's one of our playmakers. Yeah.
It looked like you had a fairly effective screen game against the Redskins.
Oh, man, there was a couple now that we didn't get. Oh, so, look.
Is that with Jake and maybe Nick? Nick's has good height and size for it. I mean, do you feel like?
Yeah, most of that is scheme and structure and some tendencies, those sort of things. Yes, there are some games where I get a few more screens in than normal, and other games where a little less. But it's more about what they do on the screen game than. But now we've got to execute some of those. We had a couple good ones. We had some other ones that we've just got to do better. We left some things out on the field, certainly, in all aspects, but certainly the screen game.
When you run them, you invite the defensive pressure to the quarterback. Nick is very tall. I mean, taller than Mike. Does that help? Do you think that was that?
You know, we've talked about this before. Some shorter stature type of quarterbacks are very good and rarely get balls tipped and same with the screens. Certainly the height gives you a little bit of advantage, you know, in the whole game and certainly in the screens. I know that. Yeah. Is that what you're saying there?
Nick, and also Jake Scott, it looked like he was pretty active once he.
Yep. Jake's an athletic player. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
So if it turns out that Bryce Brown ends up starting, what kind of things have you seen from him?
Well, we've talked about Bryce before, and I think all of you know what my thoughts are on Bryce and what my expectations are. My expectations are very high with Bryce. He's a fine player. He's a big, physical, fast, tough, smart, natural type of player. So I would expect him to do very well, and he has done well. With the limited amount of reps that he has received up to date.
Marty, how equipped is he, you know, in the passing game, both as a blocker and a receiver?
Ted Williams has done a fine job, and he always does, with young backs, getting them up to speed, especially on the protection part of the NFL passing game, which is critical. And Bryce Brown is a big physical man. And so he's done a fine job that way. And then you get into the routes and adjustments and all these things. And he's done a remarkable job, really, for a rookie coming in to this league and having played a very little in college.
One more on Nick. How did you see him? He talked a lot about how important it was to when things go wrong, when there's turnovers or sacks or whatever, to bounce back and stay positive. How did you see him with all that?
Yeah, he did. He did good. And under unusual circumstances, where back to back opening drive and the second drive, we turned a doggone thing over. And look, there's a handful of play, a few more than a handful, that he would like to have back, and he learned from, and that's where we're at. We make a mistake. Don't be afraid of failure, you know, and we've discussed that. Don't be afraid of that, okay? But here's what we have to do. You have to admit your mistake to find a solution and then get it correct and move on fast. Learn from it, move fast to make it real simple. And so he did a good job of that. And that whole game as well. Okay, let's dissect it, let's learn from it, and let's move on. And the really good players rarely make the same mistake again. And so experience there really is no substitute for experience. And so he's certainly accumulating some of that very quickly here.
Cooper's had a couple strong games. What's been the biggest key for his progression here?
Well, he's been a fine player. As you know, he got nicked up there early, and so he's back. Looks like he's healthy, and so we'll utilize him as well. Yeah, he's a fine player, and he's just been nicked up just a little bit.
What about being aggressive?
Here.
This offense is built with Vic as the quarterback and McCoy as the running back. How much of an adjustment do you need to make when Foles is the quarterback, Bryce is the running back?
Oh, yeah, we did. We do, and we did last week. And, you know, just bam, bam, we turned them in. We dug ourselves a hole. So you didn't see much of the game plan there as we went. In fact, we got into 2 minute very early in the ball game because we were down by, I believe, 3 scores at the time. So, but anyways, yeah, there is adjustment to be made. You want to play to your player strengths, yeah.
Or even under normal circumstances, like if you're the tie game or whatever, and you have the, you know, these rookies in there, how much, without getting into specifics, how much is your play calling kind of limited by that?
Well, I would not say limited, but there is the Dallas game, for instance. Ran the ball, I believe, you may want to double check me, 8 straight times on first down. I don't think I've ever done that, you know. But you have to play it a certain way because these fellas have not played together for very many snaps at all at some really important positions. And so you have to, all your questions are your thoughts are right on. You do have to adjust and play the game just a little bit differently.
Do you remember, I think on the second drive for Nick, there was a 3rd and long, and it looked like he changed the play at scrimmage, threw it to Riley. It just seemed like a very, you know, everything went right for him on that play. What did you see from that, and is that especially good for a rookie making his first start there?
Yeah, now he did a lot of that in that ball game, and most of them were very good that way. He's a bright, natural a type of player that I do know that we can do those things with him. And, you know, there's a fine line there on how much in any specific game. But certainly he can do those things, and he's had a good start with that part of it. Yeah.
You mentioned Bryce Brown's lack of college experience.
Yeah.
How unusual is that in your career, and what kind of issues does that raise? What does it mean for him, you know, this year as he's trying to learn the position?
As far as, what does it mean, like as far as some unknowns?
Would he be deficient in not having played a lot of college?
Well, just experience. And there has been a select few that I've coached that had very little or no college or just junior college experience. So, however, it's pretty rare. For that few of snaps, the number of snaps in college. He's gotten an awful lot of reps, Les, awful lot of reps, mini camp, training camp, preseason, and then throughout the early part of the year. He's been, and LaShawn, with as much work as he got early in the year, spelling him quite a little bit in practice, especially we talked about it with the protection reps. So we think we have a pretty good idea of how he's going to react. There are some unknowns because he's a rookie, not necessarily because of lack of the college experience.
Him more to what you want to do because he doesn't have that college coaching, he doesn't have certain habits?
I've never thought about that, but it's certainly a good point because I think we feel like we coach him and teach him and within our system, no matter what experience. But that is a good point. You're sort of saying he doesn't have any habits from a different system. Certainly, yeah. Now, I think different systems, you know, are good for a player in the long run. But that is a good point and something I have not thought of.
He will continue to be asked about his job security, how he's handling it, how he's coping with it. How do you guys, as his assistants, who face the same scrutiny, how are you guys
doing with that? Look, all of our focus is on that next practice, the next game plan, the next week. So there's absolutely no thought of that.
Thank you.